The ministry of Bishop Eddie Fabian edifies, comforts, and exhorts as God confirms his word with accompanying miracles, signs, and wonders. Bishop Eddie Fabian is a pastor with the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, and currently pastors the megachurch Tikrum Cathedral. His weekly Sunday services, conventions, conferences, and Monday 11th hour prayers are streamed live on Facebook and have blessed many lives. He is also a seasoned counselor God uses immensely to repair shattered relationships. You are about to experience the manifest presence of God. Now here's the Bishop Eddie Fabian.
To you. You don't have to wander in darkness. You don't have to let the devil rule over your life. But he came, he died on the cross for your sin. And he's right there where you are now. All you gotta do is ask him to forgive you for all of your sins. And he's right there, just and able to forgive you for all of your sins and blot out all of your transgressions. That's why he came. He came for you. He came to seek and save you. Why don't you accept it?
I don't know about you this morning, but I'm so glad that he came. Yes, I am. He came to seek and save the lost. That's the reason why his presence is there. That's the reason why the anointing is there. That's the reason why he's right there in your home, right there in your job, right there. Right there in that jail cell, he came to seek and save the lost. I don't care what you've done, I don't care where you've been. I came to let you know again that that's why he came. Yes, he did. He came to seek and save the lost.
You did not wait for me to draw nigh to you, but you clothed yourself in frail humanity. You did not wait for me to cry out to you, but you let me hear your voice calling me, and I'm forever grateful, Lord, to you, and I'm
the cross, if you are grateful that Jesus died on the cross to save you, tonight, why don't you just bless him? Give him thanks, give him thanks, give him thanks, give him thanks. Mandorobo Sheka Tararabane, Le Mandoria Rasa Tararabane, Rebaba Babadoria Sandele Motandaria Neredemone, Le Bababoria Sandele Moshandarabane, Le Bababandoria Sandele Motandariane, Ye La Bababadoria Sandele Motandariane.
If you're listening to this tape and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, you don't have to be lost today. You don't have to wander in darkness. You don't have to let the devil rule over your life. But he came, he died on the cross for your sin. And he's right there where you
Sandele mo santana la bane, remo sandele mo shandele bro sanda. Father Lord, we are grateful. Father Lord, we are grateful. Father Lord, we are grateful. Ramanoria sandele mo shandele mane. Mikatoria sandele mo tamianda. Liba babadoria sandele mo tandariane. Likatoria rasunda la bande. Biba babadoria rasundele metariando. Kolia tandere mashini materia. Likata babundaria sundabane. Father, we are grateful for the cross. We are grateful that you died on the cross to save us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on the cross. Thank you for thinking about me, Jesus, and going to the cross. Mande bro sandalabane. Shele Maturia Sandele Motariana. We are forever grateful. We are forever grateful. We are forever grateful. Ramako Satalabane. Shomandariandere Mosandalabane. Oh, Father Lord, we bless you, Lord. We thank you, O God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. We give you thanks. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. I tell you, you know, scripture says, Colossians 1:12 says, giving thanks unto the Father who made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, and who delivered us out of the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his Son. Of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. And that's the reason why we are grateful for the cross, because the finished work on the cross has given us an advantage and brought us close. We move from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. This is beautiful. I thought you were going to put your hands together. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So we are grateful to God, and tonight I'd like to welcome you once again to another edition of the 11th Hour Encounter. Amen. Listen, expect an encounter. Amen. An encounter with God. Amen. An encounter with Jesus. Amen. An encounter with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And an encounter with the blood of Jesus. Monday, Katoria Sunday. Please share the link with as many people as possible. And make sure that everybody is joining in the name of Jesus. Amen. I hope that we are having the broadcast is quite clear enough. Sometimes we have these breaks and all that, but I trust that it's working. And we are having, if you have any challenges, please let us know. We're still working on all these things, so please let us know, and then we'll make every correction that needs to be made. Hallelujah. Well, tonight, once again, we are praying and we are talking about our sevenfold prophetic restoration. That what God and Jesus, by his death on the cross, has restored unto us. Turn with me to Revelation chapter 5, and we're going to read from verse 1. Just bear with me as we go through. Someone says that the sound is a little bit low, so if we can increase the sound a bit, I'm sure they'll be happy. Amen. Amen. All right. I don't know, but my link seems to be, buffering and all that. And I hope everyone is having it. I don't I don't know whether it's the same with everybody, but the Bible says in Revelation chapter 5, and I'm reading from verse 1, it says, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book," hallelujah, "written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaim with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof?' And no man in heaven, nor in the earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look thereon. And one of the elders said unto me, 'Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof.' And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood the Lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth." Hallelujah. All right. I don't know. Are we on? Are we on? If you're having any challenge, please let us know. I'm just watching what I have here, and seems to be freezing, so I hope everything is on course. "And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, 'Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood, out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth.'" Hallelujah. And verse 11, "I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beast and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands." Hey, you know, the people who say that there are just a few people making it to heaven, I don't know. I mean, this picture shows thousands of thousands that are gathering. Verse 12 is the verse we are looking for. It says that, "Saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing.'" Hallelujah. These are seven things: power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor and glory and blessing. Seven of them. And so Jesus' death on the cross purchased for us these seven things. And these were the cure to the problems that we're having. In fact, if you flow in these seven things, a lot of things will be dealt with in your life. And we started praying about them. And last week, we started praying concerning power and riches. Hallelujah. I mean, those of you who were able to join, it was an awesome time. You know, we have not been able to handle the manipulations of the enemy. Disasters and the strong man in our family and the dream manipulators and all that. And so we needed power to overcome the enemy. And that's why Jesus got for us power. He said to the disciples, he said, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me." And he gave power to them. He said, "I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and upon scorpions and upon all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall be able to harm you." So he had that power. And the Bible says that when we have that power, the enemy will submit to us. Amen. According to Psalm 66. And the Bible also says that we shall rule in the midst of our enemies. And we prayed concerning that. Hallelujah. And I believe that tonight that power has been restored unto you. Amen. The Bible says that the disciples in Luke chapter 10, they returned with joy because they said that the enemy is said, the spirits and the evil spirits, he said they are subject to us. Matoda Mashande. And then we prayed concerning the power, and we went on to pray concerning the restoration of our riches. And we found out that the enemy has swallowed our riches. The Bible says that through his poverty, Jesus Christ restored for us riches. He became poor so that you and I might be rich. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 9. And we prayed concerning the fact that God is the one who makes us all rich. It says that the same Lord is rich unto all that call upon him. Romans chapter 10 verse 12. So it depends on you. And the blessing of the Lord is what makes rich and adds no sorrow. And we learn that the enemy has swallowed down riches according to Job 20 verse 15. And so he said he shall vomit them up again. Hey, may any wealth of yours that the enemy has swallowed, may he vomit it out in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. But tonight we want to move on. It says that he has won for us power and riches. Now the next thing is wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Now wisdom is the cure for our foolishness. Listen, your life is a result of decisions that you have made and you have taken over the years. Wherever you find yourself now, it's because of the decisions you have taken over the years. How many realize that you have taken some foolish decisions? Oh, I don't know about you, but sometimes when I look back, some of the things that I've done. But thank God that wisdom is available for us. You know, Proverbs 14 verse 1, the Bible says that every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. So when you are wise, you will build, but when you are foolish, you will bring it down. We don't need foolishness at all. Proverbs 21 verse 20 says that there is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man spendeth it up. When you are foolish, you don't make use of wisdom. And you know, the prodigal son was suffering from the spirit of foolishness. That is what brought him. The Bible says when he came to himself, I mean, he realized that he had been foolish. But you know, it was something that was too late. But listen, tonight I believe that God wants to fill us with wisdom. That is why Christ purchased for us wisdom on the cross. And tonight we want to pray and ask God for wisdom. We want to pray that anywhere we have failed by walking in a way, not in the way of wisdom, may the Lord have mercy. And tonight we're going to pray that God will help us. You know, Paul wrote to the Galatians in Galatians 3, verse 3. He said, who has bewitched you? Oh, foolish Galatians. So it's like when you are foolish, you have been bewitched. May the Lord deliver us. Amen. Tonight we want to pray and ask God to fill us with wisdom. We need wisdom. And that is the restoration. Christ has purchased it for us. And we can pray for it. The Bible says that if any man lacks wisdom, James 1 verse 5, let him ask God who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and he shall give to such a one. Tonight you want to lift up your voice. We are grateful for the cross and what the cross has done for us. And tonight lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Manada bro sandarabane. Shelebre katuria sandere manda. Balolo bro sondere bre mana batane. Likatoria sandere le botariane. Shololo bro sonene matane. Liba baba baba. Labro Sandara Rabrane, Madonna Robo Sanderiana, Libabadoria Sandere Maturiana, Beria Curie Sandere Moshanara Banderiana. Yes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Mata Badoria Sande, the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom. Father Lord, we ask for wisdom in the name of Jesus, Mandoria Sandere Lebrona Bande. Liba baba baba doria sandele merere mota. Likatoria sandele brema no monde. Lebre merere brosso nene mande. Ye badoro robo sola bande. Oh, the Bible says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Oh, tonight pray that God will fill you with wisdom. May the spirit of wisdom rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Mandoria satalalabane, robadorobo sonararabane, lebabadoria sandelele mataniane. Oh, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of wisdom, may the spirit of wisdom rest upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Babadoria satelele bremanoriana, le babadoria satanarabane, bebeberia nere bremeremone, licatoria satanarabane. Ye baba baba badoria le baba doria sandele mande. Oh yes Lord, le mandoria sandele mande, le katoria satalala baba baba badoria sandele mona. Oh, pray that you be delivered from foolishness in the name of Jesus. That will be delivered from foolishness in the name of Jesus. Madoria satalala banda, because of the finished work on the cross, we have wisdom. Wisdom has been purchased for us. Tonight you can ask for it. Le manoria satalaba. Every mistake because of my foolishness, oh God, mandoria sanda. Let the blood wipe it away, Lord. Let there be a new beginning with wisdom. A new beginning with wisdom. La badoria katarianda. Le bebebe de keturie sandarabane. She mandoria satalabana. Akatayande rebo sandaraba. Happy is the man. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Tonight you can ask God in the name of Jesus. Let the spirit of wisdom rest upon us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Matabadoria sanarabane. Everywhere Jesus went, the spirit of wisdom was resting upon him in the name of Jesus. Matabadoria sane. Le bababa. Le katoria sane rebrenamane. Le babababadoria satalabane. Le kotoria satarabane. Badamariane. Le brenebrosine remane. Babandoriane, Icatoria Satalabana, La Bandoria Sanderiane, Le Bandori, Recondorovo Shekitirimanda. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, Yababalolo Cosule Catariane, Le Babadoria Sanderebrena, Le Babadoria Sane, Ile Breketurie Sanderebrona, Le Candoria Branderemane, Le Baba Baba. La Brandoria Sandere Bremanoriana, Le Catoria Satalabana. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm forever grateful, Lord, for your on the cross, Lord, for the finished work on the cross, that today I can have wisdom in the name of Jesus. Bada Bakodoria Sada, Le Bebeberian Dere Bremonomone, Locotoria Sandarabane, the cure for my foolishness. The cure for my foolishness. The cure for my foolishness. Tonight I receive it in the name of Jesus. Manukatu Mariana. Le Mamandoria Sandarabane. I ask for your spirit, O God. Pray for the Holy Spirit. He is the giver of wisdom. Pray for the Holy Spirit, the spirit of wisdom. Ask God for the Holy Spirit tonight. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Mandoria Narabashane. Le Mandoria Satalabandea. Le Katuria Sanderebana. Le Mamoria Sanarabana. May the Lord create the right spirit. Create a right spirit. Create a right spirit within us, in the name of Jesus. Mandoria satalabrana, ikam mandoria satalabane, oria rabasatalabane. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. In the makone di abatana na bande, le baburia satala na banda, le babaduria sandere di brema na na bande, le katuria sandere di banda, itana na na banda di andere di bunda, ye baduria sandere na bande, alla brando katuria sandere na banda. A new beginning through the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Rababakosa talalabane. Le babababadoria sanderebana. Itandoria satalabane. Rebandoria dabaria derebane. Ricatoria sanderebana. Itanda mariandoro shikatarianera. Yes, Lord. Let the spirit of wisdom rest upon me. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Ibabababa. La bonaria salalabanda. Ye da bandoria salalabanda. And the spirit of wisdom was resting upon him. The spirit of counsel, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of understanding, the spirit of might, the spirit of the fear of the Lord. To be of quick understanding in the name of Jesus. Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus. He prayed for them. He said, may the Lord give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. It will make a whole lot of difference. It will make a whole lot of difference in your life. La babadoria satalalabane. Rimandoria rasatalalabane. Mekandoria narabane. Ye la katoria satalalabana. Yes, Lord. I am delivered from foolishness. I am delivered from foolishness. Somebody type it. I am delivered from foolishness. From tonight, I am delivered from foolishness. Rabako satalalabane, libababuria satalalabane, itambaria sulilibanda, ribanduria sanderimanda. No more foolishness from today. No more foolishness from today. In the name of Jesus, matamaduna, ikaduria sataliane, ribalolobotoria sane, ribamburia satalalabanaba, labababariandorobosulabane. I am delivered from foolishness in the name of Jesus. I am delivered from foolishness in the name of Jesus. Maturia satalabanda lo babababadoria sanderemo sanaramande. Just let the music be in the background gently. I tell you, the Bible says that, oh foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? I'm telling you, when you don't walk in wisdom and you are walking in foolishness, you are like somebody who has been bewitched. You don't even know what things are happening to you as you are moving. But that's why the enemy was happy to keep us in that state. And the prodigal son, he was walking in foolishness. I mean, the spirit of foolishness. There were different spirits that were operating. The spirit of Belial was also operating. You know, wastefulness and all that. But the spirit of foolishness was also operating. I mean, he was not thinking. He was not thinking. You know, and the Bible says that he just moved and he went very low to the extent that now he was eating with pigs. When you operate in the line of foolishness, I'm telling you, you will end up eating with pigs. And your life, I said it at the beginning, it's a result of the decisions you have taken. So if they are foolish decisions, that's the line you are towing. But may the Lord deliver you. In fact, we have been delivered. Amen. From the spirit of foolishness. Amen. You see, so Jesus on the cross, he won for us these seven powerful things. Power. Because the enemy could keep us in a place where he could manipulate us. And then he won for us riches. So he took us away from a place of poverty. And then he won for us wisdom. Wisdom, I'm telling you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Wisdom is a very mysterious thing. Oh, Bando Kasata Labrandehe. Shambaduria Kata. Remunama. Write it down. I am delivered from foolishness. In Jesus' name. Okay, somebody says the sound is a bit low. This Kofi Achampo says the sound is a bit low. So I don't know what it is. Let's check it. But listen, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, very beautiful scripture. It says, and I, brethren, when I came to you, I came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. You see, and then he said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. You see, then he said, in the demonstration of spirit and power, but your faith should stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Then he said, how be it, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. He said, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. So there is something called the hidden wisdom, a mysterious wisdom, because he said, we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. So it's a mysterious thing, and then also it is hidden. And the Bible says that God has ordained it before the world unto our glory. So God wants to bring you to a place of glory. Amen. Through his wisdom. Amen. And by the way, wisdom is the word of God. I mean, the two of them are synonymous. You cannot separate the word of God from wisdom. Once you have the word of God, you have wisdom. Amen. That's why it is the foolish man who says there's no God. But you see, a wise man, he knows God. And listen, he said that the wisdom of God in the mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world, which none of the princes of this world knew. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. If they knew that crucifying Jesus on the cross was going to release unto us the wisdom, the hidden wisdom, the mysterious wisdom of God that is ordained before the world began unto our glory, they would not have crucified him. They would not have crucified him. But the Bible says in verse 9, it says that, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Amen. It said, but God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So once again, we cannot do without the Holy Spirit. And tonight, I want us to pray concerning the mysterious wisdom of God and the hidden wisdom. I don't know what wisdom is hidden from you that you need urgently to bring you to a place of glory. But the Bible says that God had ordained in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, that through the wisdom of God, the mysterious wisdom of God that is hidden, he will bring you to a place of glory. Amen. Tonight, pray for these two things. Father, I need your mysterious wisdom. And Lord, reveal your hidden wisdom that I need to bring me to a place of glory. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. Babadoria sandere brema tonaba. Shimbandoria sandere bandaria. Le babadoria sandarabane. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared. God has prepared many wonderful things for you. God has prepared many beautiful things for you. But it takes the wisdom of God. It takes you operating through the mysterious wisdom of God and the hidden wisdom of God to enter that place of glory. Tonight, pray in the name of Jesus. Badabatoria Sunday. Le Babadoria Tanaria Nerimanda. Recotoria Satana la Bababa. Valoria Sanderimane, Ilekaturia Sanderimana, Lo Baba Baba. Yes, Lord, I need your hidden wisdom. I need this mysterious wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bakatabadio Kotoria Sande, Le Baba Bariandoromo Sanderimane, Rebalolo Brosso Labane. Oh, yes, Lord, Matonania Mananamana, revealed unto us by the Holy Spirit. Revealed unto us by the Holy Spirit. Matadaria Bandoria Sunday. Shemandorubo Sandiria Manemane. Oriada Bandoria Sandarabane. The natural man will not receive these things because they are foolishness unto him. Oh, but we are moving away from foolishness. We are moving away from foolishness by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. You are coming to a place of glory. You are coming to a place of glory in the name of Jesus, by the hidden wisdom, by the mysterious wisdom of God, in the name of Jesus. Rababadoria Satala, Lebabadoria Sanderemana, Ye Labandoria Narabane. Father Lord, I need this wisdom. I need this wisdom. I need the hidden wisdom. I need the mysterious wisdom. Rababadoria Satalaba, Lebabadiondorobo Sataliane, Rebabadiandoria, Lebandoria Santalabana. Ye le beketudie satalabanda rababababa rababababa rabandoria satalabande Rabandoria Rasatala Labana, Itanari Andorobo Sunarabane, Lekatoria Satala Labanaba. Lord, reveal, 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 O God, your wisdom to us, O God. Reveal your wisdom to me in the name of Jesus. Through your word, let me know your wisdom in the name of Jesus. Reveal that wisdom that will bring me to the place of glory in Jesus' name. Labatoria Sata, Labababandoria. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Rabadoria Satalabanda, Libandoria Sakataria Neremena, Libaba Babadion Dorobo Solibana, Lecatoria Satalabanea, Ilala Brandoria Satalabane, Icatoria Sanderebrina, Libaba, Lebatoria Satalabana, Ye Calolobo Solabana. Let the hidden wisdom of God be revealed unto me in the name of Jesus. Let the mysterious wisdom of God be revealed unto your people tonight in the name of Jesus. Makotariyama, bring us to your place of glory in Jesus' name. Lobadora katariane, lebadoria sakatabiana, rebandoria satalalabana, edebeketuria satalalabane, lebababa, lobadoria satalalabane, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Father Lord, thank you. We bless you. Oh yes, oh yes. I tell you, we are halfway already. And if you have not shared the link, you are doing something wrong. We are praying about our sevenfold prophetic restoration. Sevenfold prophetic restoration. Because of the cross. That is why John was crying. In Revelation chapter 5, the Bible says he wept much. But as he was crying, the angel said to him, cry no more, weep no more. From today, you will not cry again. Amen. Somebody write it, I shall not cry again. I shall not weep. I shall not weep again. He said, weep no more. For the Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed to break the seal. Kalibo sakatanaba. And he restored to us these seven things. Wisdom is your portion. You see, Proverbs 4, it says that get wisdom, verse 5. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not. She shall preserve thee. Love her and she shall keep thee. It said wisdom is the principal thing. It's the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all your getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote you. She shall bring thee to honor. And when thou dost embrace her, she shall give to your head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to you. That is wisdom. God has ordained that through wisdom, your life will be different. And we are praying. You know, if you want to know whether you have wisdom or not, James 3:17 will show you something. It says that, but the wisdom that is from above. Yeah, if you're having the God type of wisdom. It says that that is from above. It's first pure. Then peaceable. Then gentle. And easy to be entreated. In other words, when you are doing something, we can correct you easily. When we cannot correct you easily, you are being a fool. Yeah, I didn't want to say that, but you see, I realized you didn't understand what I was saying. It's not easy to be treated. It's a full of mercy and good fruits without partiality and without hypocrisy. If you want to know whether you have the wisdom of God, so maybe you should use this as a check. Number one, it says that it is pure. Number two, it is peaceable. It loves peace. You are a person who loves peace. Number three, gentle. Number four, easy to be entreated. We can correct you easily. We can talk to you easily. Full of mercy, you are merciful. Good fruits, you have fruits, good ones, without partiality and without hypocrisy. If you are not working any of these things, then wisdom is not, the God kind of wisdom is not in your life. We want to pray. We are not sure whether you have it or not. But let's pray about these things. James 3:17, that the wisdom that is from above, that is pure, that is peaceable, that is gentle, that is easy to be entreated, and full of mercy, good fruits without partiality and without hypocrisy will be your portion. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus. Lebre na brusanda la brande kota bianda la labane la baba baba doria satta la labane ya balolo breka toria satta la labane ye la bandoria na itanda la batamiona rabandoria sanda la labane. Yes Lord, yes Lord, the wisdom that comes from above is first of all pure. In the name of Jesus, Mandoria Satala Labane, Le Bandoria Sandala Labana. Father, we pray for the wisdom that comes from above. In the name of Jesus, one that is pure, one that is peaceable, one that is gentle, one that is easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. In the name of Jesus, Rabalosa Katariane, Remandoria Satala Labana, Ranadiandere. Itandaria dere banaka lo baba badoria satala labane radiria rasona rabane iloria rabashana rabane. The wisdom that comes from above, that is what we long for and that is what we ask for. In the name of Jesus, badeka tora itandoria sane rebandoria satala laba radiria rasaneria yele berere bosala labana. Thank you Jesus for the cross. Thank you Jesus for wisdom that was purchased for us on the cross. In Jesus' name, Rabadoria Tanariane, Ribandoria Sande Lemane, Lebadoria Sade Brona Matariane, Rila Lolia Sanderian Baduria Nabrane, La Lala Tarian de Masane. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, Riadoria Satala Labana, Atanariane, Yele Breno Kunduru Boshila, Rabalolianda, Rabandoria Resetele Matane. Itandoria Sanderemona. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's the principal thing in all you're getting. Get wisdom. Get wisdom tonight. In the name of Jesus. Mandoria Sandaraba. If there's anything to cry for tonight, cry for wisdom. Cry for wisdom. The wisdom that comes from above. That is pure. That is gentle. That is easy to be entreated. That is gentle. Oh, Ria Bandoria Satalaba. Is peaceable. Oh, Riarabasanda, without hypocrisy, without partiality, Rakatadeabanda. Father, that is the wisdom we ask for. In the name of Jesus, may that be manifested in my life, oh God. Good fruits, good fruits, good fruits. In the name of Jesus, Rebaloli Basataliana, Le Babadoria Sakatariane, Rilalo Sikatarian Mario, Romanderia Rasetelebena, Le Baba Baba, Radoria Sutalabane, Le Mandoria Sande, Ile Mandoria Satalabane, Ikato Bariane, Rola Badoria Sandarabana. Father, Lord, we bless you. Let them be manifested in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, may these things be manifested in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, Father, we bless you. We thank you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes. If you haven't shared the link, you are doing something wrong. Please share the link with somebody tonight. There are many things to deal with, but the Lord will help us. Amen. Now, what will wisdom do for you? Number one, is the secret to mighty works. The Bible says that when Jesus, the Sabbath day came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence has this man these things? He said, and what wisdom is this, which is given unto him that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? I declare that you shall do mighty works. Amen. In Matthew 13, the Bible says the same thing. It says that when he was coming to his own country, he taught them in the synagogue. And they were astonished and they said, whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? And they asked the question. They said, is not this the carpenter's son? It's like they were wondering that a carpenter's son can be doing such mighty works. People will be amazed at the mighty works you are going to do this year. Amen. Because of the wisdom. Because of the wisdom, you will do great works. You have mighty achievements. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And great accomplishments. It will be your portion. Number two, wisdom will make you a great leader.
Amen.
A great leader. Amen. Yeah. Solomon became a great leader. Proverbs chapter 8. Bible says in verse 14 to 16. It said, counsel is mine and sound wisdom. It said, I am understanding and I have strength. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. You will be a great leader. So, the Bible says that when the Lord appeared to Solomon and was asking him, what do you want? What do you want? You are going to lead my people. I don't know what you would have asked for. But we are learning today that wisdom is the principal thing. If there's anything to ask for wisdom. And Solomon, the Bible says in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 10, he said, give me now wisdom and knowledge. I'm sure you'd have asked for a car. You know, one brother, he was going to marry, and the marriage counselor was just counseling them. And just at the end of the marriage counseling, he just decided to ask a question. And so he asked the brother, so my brother, so if on your wedding night or the night before your wedding, Jesus appears to you and he's asking you, what do you want? What will you say? I don't know why the counselor asked. I'm sure he was prompted by the Holy Ghost. I don't know. But he just asked him, so what would you say? Do you want to know what the brother said?
Oh, yes.
You want to know? The brother said, I will ask Jesus for a video deck.
Hey, hey, hey.
I'm sure the brother was thinking of how he was going to be at home relaxing with his new wife. And they'll be watching. But listen, today, video deck, nobody uses video deck at this time. Nobody uses it. Even some of these things, DVDs and all this, it's not being used anymore. So you need a certain wisdom to even let you know what to ask for. So Solomon said, give me wisdom that I may go out and come in before these people. For who can judge this thy great people? And God said to Solomon, because this was in your heart, and you have not asked for riches, for wealth, for honor, nor the life of your enemies. Neither have you asked for long life, but you have asked for wisdom and knowledge for yourself, that you may judge my people. In other words, to lead my people. He said, wisdom and knowledge is granted unto you. And I will give you riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have been before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Wow. Listen, tonight, when you ask for wisdom, you have asked for everything.
Amen.
I don't know what it is you are looking for. I'm sure you have some things you like to pray about.
Yeah.
But this is what the Bible says, that God said, because you ask for wisdom, even the things you haven't asked for, I'm giving it to you. Tonight, lift up your voice and pray that, Father, I need the wisdom for mighty works. I need the wisdom to lead people, to lead your people, to lead myself. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray tonight. Lobadoria sakata bianda, lembreketuria satana labanda brande, robala labanda. I'm going to do mighty works. I'm going to do mighty works because of the wisdom of God. In the name of Jesus, declare over yourself that mighty works are your portion. Mighty works are your portion. Mighty works are going to be my portion. In the name of Jesus. Rabadoria taliandehe. Lembreketuria sakatada bababa. Lepandoria sandere mane. Itandariandehe. Rebandoria satalala badaba. Lobatanderia resonarabane. Yes, Lord. Wisdom for mighty works. Wisdom to lead your people. In the name of Jesus. Mande batoria sane. Le babadiotoriandaha. La Pandoria Sakatariane, Le Mandoria Satalabanda, wisdom for mighty works, wisdom to lead your people in the name of Jesus. Rapandoria Satalabane, grant it, O God, grant it, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mata Badiunta, Le Tandoria Sandarabanda, I declare from today, I am full of mighty works. From today, I am full of mighty works in the name of Jesus. My life will be characterized by mighty works. In Jesus' name, I'm going to be a good leader. Oh Lord, with wisdom, with wisdom, with wisdom, with strength, with honor. In the name of Jesus with riches. Rabada Katoriasa, Le Baba Diotana Mariane, Le Katoria Satalabane, Le Katoria Satabane, Le Bandoriane, Radosia Talabane. Yes, Lord, wisdom for mighty works, wisdom to lead your people, wisdom for mighty works, wisdom to lead your people in the name of Jesus. Rabalo Katariane, Le Badoria Sakatariane, Le Bebebedi Andorosola, Itanda Mariane. Thank you, Lord, that you have filled me with wisdom. Place your hand on your head. I feel God is filling you with wisdom. God is filling you with wisdom in the name of Jesus. The wisdom of God, the wisdom of God, the wisdom of God. La patoria tabariana, le papabaduria rasanderimana, la catoria satanalabana, la pandoria sadinebo shakata, la pandoria rasande, ilema diumdorosunabata. Yes, Lord, I receive wisdom. I receive wisdom in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, I bless you. Listen. Number three, wisdom will turn you into a builder. You will begin to build from today. I see many people, you are going to start building. You'll be building your own house. You'll be building the house of God. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3 to 4 says that through wisdom is a house builded, and by understanding it is established. And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. You see, the enemy doesn't want you to operate in these things. And that is why Christ's death restored to us. You see, when man fell, we lost these seven things. Power, riches, wisdom, strength, glory, honor, blessings. So when you operate in them, the enemy is happy. But Christ said, listen, I have delivered you from that place of foolishness. And by wisdom, you're going to build from today. Everyone is supposed to build. Amen. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You must have a house also on the earth. Amen. And you shall have a house. Amen. By wisdom. Matthew 7:24 says that therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, as a feedback, and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house. You will build your house. Amen. Oh, I didn't hear you. I said you will build your house. Amen. Say, I will build my house. Write it down. I will build my, type it. I will build my house. You will build your house. You will not be paying rent forever. Oh, Jesus. Mandoria Sanda. Number four, wisdom will make you 10 times better. 10 times better. The Bible says of Daniel and his friends in Daniel chapter 1, 17 to 20, it says, As for these four children, they will say it about you. As for this man, as for this woman, as for these four children, God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. And Daniel had understanding of all visions and dreams. Now at the end of the days, the king has said he should bring them in. Then the prince of the Enos brought them in before Nebuchadnezzar. And the king communed with them, and among them all was found none like Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better. 10 times better. Tonight, you want to pray once again. Wisdom that will make me 10 times better. Wisdom to build my house. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus. Mata Baduria Sane. Libaburia Satanarabane. Libaburia Satanarababana. Labanduria Sanderebrina Matula. Limamburia Sanderemane. Ask God for the spirit of wisdom. Ask God for the spirit of wisdom to build your house. Wisdom to be 10 times better than your colleagues, in the name of Jesus. Those that you are working with, in the name of Jesus. At school, God is going to make you 10 times better. In your business, you'll be 10 times better. In Badota Badiane, Le Badoria Sataniana, at your workplace, you are going to be 10 times better. 10 times better. Lo Badoka Tabadiane, Le Badoria Rasataniane, Le Baba Badoria Sandere Mrena, Ila Baba. I see the spirit of wisdom resting upon you to build. To build. You are a builder from today. You are a builder. builder from today. Father, thank you that through wisdom I am building my house, and I'm building houses, oh God, and I'm building the house of God in the name of Jesus, because of wisdom, because of wisdom, because of wisdom. God has made me 10 times better, 10 times better. Lobadoria satararabane, likatoria satararabana, rola bandoria sandarabana. In the name of Jesus, I'll be 10 times better financially. I'll be 10 times better spiritually. I'll be 10 times better materially. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to be 10 times better as a leader. In Jesus' name. And 10 times better at school. 10 times better at my workplace. In the name of Jesus. That is what the wisdom of God is doing for me. I receive the wisdom of God. In the name of Jesus. Mandoria satalarabane. Libababababadoria. Libadoria satariana. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. I tell you, wisdom is working already. Many of you are going to share your testimonies. You will build your house. You will see that you have become 10 times better. Pray these prayers. Pray them as often as you can. And believe God that is going to happen. Listen, number five, wisdom, there's a feedback. Wisdom will make you catch up with those who have gone ahead of you. Hey, I see you catching up. I hear a catching up anointing is coming upon you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 14 to 16, talking about Paul. The Bible says that, wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. I told you, this is the type of wisdom you need. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Peter was acknowledging that it was the wisdom that God gave to him that made Paul catch up. In fact, he said, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood. The guy was so wise that some of the things people don't understand. He said, which they are unlearned and unstable, and they that are unlearned and unstable, they rest. They struggle with some things, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. So Paul caught up with them. So he himself said, he gave the testimony in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 9 and 10. He said, for I am the least of the apostles, and I'm not meet to be called an apostle. He said, but by the grace of God, by the grace of God, he said, I am what I am. He said, and the grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly. This grace, we are understanding from Peter, that it was the wisdom of God. So when the wisdom of God comes upon you, actually the grace of God has come upon you. Tonight, may God fill you with wisdom to catch up with those who have gone ahead of you. Number six, wisdom will make you financially sufficient or financially buoyant. You are going to be financially buoyant. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 18. It said, riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold. Yea, than fine gold. And my revenue, hey, than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. And I will fill their treasure. Amen. You will inherit substance. And God is going to fill your treasure. Tonight you want to pray that by the wisdom of God, may you catch up with those who have gone ahead of you. And may you be financially buoyant. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. In the name of Jesus. Rabba Balolia Katoria Saterimrane, Rebamanduriane, Rekatoria Satalabane, Ikabadoda Katuria Sandere Mrenama, Likandoria Sandea, Ikayala Labadoria Tadiandere Menemona. Pray tonight, pray tonight. That by the wisdom of God, you're going to catch up with those who have gone ahead of you. In the name of Jesus, by the wisdom of God, you are catching up. I see a catching up grace and a catching up anointing coming upon you. Ikabaturia sandere manda le baba 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 rabaduria satele mane ikabaduria satala la banda ikabaduria sandere brene motariane le mamanduria satala la bande le katuria satala la baba baba la baduria sandere brene muna itala la baba baba rababaduriane itana la bando rabaduria sandere brene matola ikaduria salele bada brane ya balo le bata Ikabaduria sandele merenemone, Rebaduria sandele manatariane, Ikabalolobo sola batariane, ye la bande, la Katuria satala la baba baba baba, Lobaduria sandele mane, Rebaduria satala la badabiane, Le Maturia satala la baba baba, Rabanduria sandele merenemotaliane mane, Le Banduria sandele merenemane, Le Katuria satala la baba baba. Rabanderia, la banduria sandere manere manderiane, le banduria sandere brena mane, le baba baba, la banduria sandere brena maturia narabane, le caturia satala la baba baba, rabanduria sandere mane, itandaria talalabane, le banduria nabria neremo salalabana, yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord, ya banduria satala la baba, la banduria sandere mana, by the wisdom of God, I am catching up. By the wisdom of God, I am catching up in the name of Jesus. Mande Baturia Sane, Likaturia Satala Baba, La Baduria Sandere Menemoda, Lita Badiandolo Musula Batane, Ye La Baduria Sane, Itamanduria Sandarabana. By the wisdom of God, I am financially sufficient. I am financially sufficient in the name of Jesus. Mikaturia Satalabane. Rabalulia Sanderimana, Rakatana, Itanariandorobo Solamata, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Mada Bandoria Sandama. Oh, listen, we are still just fixing one or two things. If you can still hear me, that's the most important thing. We are praying. We are praying. Number seven, wisdom is the secret to creativity. By wisdom, you will begin to create things for yourself. Your business will be different. The things concerning you will be different. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 19. It says that the Lord by wisdom has founded the earth, and by understanding has he established the heavens. Yes. God founded the earth by wisdom. And by wisdom you will also begin to find some things. You are going to start some business. You are going to start some new things because of wisdom. Proverbs 8 verse 12 says that I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find out knowledge of witty inventions. Witty inventions. So once there's wisdom, you begin to invent things. Yeah, if you are not inventing, new things are not coming from you. You are lacking wisdom. And it's something you must pray for. There is nothing that you can say that you started it. You founded it. At least there must be a group that you founded. There must be a church that you started. There must be. We are praying that by wisdom, me too, I'll be a founder of something. Yes, I'll be a founder of something. That's what we are praying for. That the wisdom of God will make me also, just like God, I will also create something. I'll be a founder. I will start something. That's what wisdom will do with you. And number eight, wisdom will turn you into a practical person. A practical person. Yes. The Bible says that, Matthew 25, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Rejoiner always says that these bridegrooms, these brides, are representative of the church. And it says that five were wise and five were foolish. Five of them were wise and five. He said that is how the church is. Five wise, five foolish. Exactly half. Half of the church is wise. Half is foolish. Mercy. You will not be among the foolish ones. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And the Bible says that They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. You are going to be one of the wise people. Yes, you are going to take oil. You are going to do extra. By wisdom, you will do extra. You will know what to do in addition to what you are doing. God is going to give you that wisdom. That's what the wisdom of God does. And tonight you want to pray about it. That, Father, let your wisdom make me be practical in my thinking. And let your wisdom turn me into a practical person. And let your wisdom turn me into a creative person. Lift up your voice and pray. Hey, we are just going to be closing very soon. But lift up your voice and pray. Bado katoria sandere broshanda. Lebre keturie satala labanda. Labra badorobosu labatoria sandere bre mananamane. Rabababadion dorobosu labatariane. Le bababadoria sandara bataniane. Le katoria satala labababa. Labandoria sandele mosananama. By wisdom, I'm going to be a creative person. By wisdom, by wisdom, by wisdom. Rabalonobosuliana. I am founding something. I am creating things. I am building things. In the name of Jesus. By the wisdom of God, I receive divine wisdom to build and to create in the name of Jesus. Manda Baturia Sanda and to invent things, oh God. Rapadokia Talabana. Eh, Lebreketuriana. May I also receive grace to start something, to build something, to create something, to found something in the name of Jesus. Manda Baturia. Lebreketuria Sanda. Ekata Baba. La Babadoria Sanda. Let your wisdom make me a practical person in these times, oh God. May I do extra. May I have extra oil in the name of Jesus. Rabadukata, Rabababana, Labrakaturia Sata, Le Mandoria Sakataria Bare, Le Mamma Mandoria Salaba. Through the wisdom of God, I'm going to be a practical person. I'll not be part of the foolish, but I'll be part of the wise. In the name of Jesus, Le Katuria Satelia, Le Bababa, Le Mandoria Satelabane, Le Lalio Tanderiana. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Le Batoria Satala Baba Mandoria Sandara. Make me a creative and a practical person, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Hey, I tell you, we are gradually getting to the end. Tonight I thought we were going to take up strength also, but I don't know. Maybe this is what the Holy Ghost wants us to do. But we will do it. Listen, wisdom will turn you into a soul winner. Number 9, wisdom will turn you into a soul winner. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:30 that the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. You see, once you become wise, one of the things you realize is that men need to be saved. People must be saved. And you'll be involved in soul winning and activities that win souls, taking them from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. Yes, sir. That is what wisdom will do to you. The wisdom of God will bring that to you. If you are not winning souls, the wisdom of God is not operating in your life. Yes, I'm telling you. The wisdom of God. So ask yourself, do I have the wisdom of God? Am I winning souls for God? Yeah. That's the clear sign that you have the wisdom of God. And number 10, wisdom will make you fear God. Yes. Psalm 111 verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Once we begin to see that you fear God, you have wisdom. Yeah, at least it is beginning in you. It is beginning in you. Proverbs 9, 10 to 11, it says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and thy years of life shall be increased. You should go and ask King Nebuchadnezzar. He will tell you the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. He thought he was very wise, but God showed him that he was not wise. By the time he moved to the land of the animal kingdom, The man had changed. He changed. Listen, tonight you want to pray that through wisdom, you will win souls. And through wisdom, you will have the fear of God. Lift up your voice and pray. We are just closing. We are just about to close in the name of Jesus. Malabasulea Bataneriana. Le Mamuria Satanalabane. Le Baba Babaduria Sandele Menemus Sandarabane. Le Baba Babaduria Sandarabrane Cotariane. Le Baba Baduria Sandele Matariane. E la Banduria Sandele Matariane Rimane. Le Kituri Rubusula Banda. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Matania Narabanda. Ah, Lord. The wisdom of God that makes me a soul winner. The wisdom of God that makes me walk in the fear of God. In Jesus' name. Lo banduka satalia nerimana. Le batalia nerimoka shakatalia ne. Le katararabaro sana. Re banduria sakatabra nekusatararaba. Le bababa. La tanariano. Le banduria satanarabano. Re banduria sakatararaba. La banduria sakatarabane. Itanaria misato. The fear of God that leads me to win souls of God. May I be a soul winner, a soul winner, a soul winner, a soul winner, a soul winner in your house of God. In the name of Jesus, Malakatala Baba, La Baduria Sanaba, winning souls for you, snatching souls from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son, O God. In the name of Jesus, may I walk in the fear of God. In the fear of God, which is the beginning of wisdom. In the name of Jesus. Matabaduria Satalamane. Le Baduria Satalababa. La Baduria Resonariane. Li Balolobo Shikatala. Turn us, Lord, into soul winners for you, Lord. Because of the wisdom of God, we have become soul winners. We have become soul winners. We have become soul winners. Rabalo Katoria Sande. Le Baba Babaduria Sande. Le Katoria Satala Baba. La Baduria Satalabane. Le Mandoria Nadia Nerimina. No Bonorobo Sulabane. The fear of God. The fear of God. The fear of God. The fear of God. In the name of Jesus. Maturia Satalabane. Rupala Babadianda. Oh Jesus. Listen, tonight, I sense that wisdom that makes you creative and that wisdom that makes you financially buoyant is becoming your portion. That wisdom that makes you 10 times better is becoming your portion. You are going to be 10 times better in your business, financially, everywhere. You are going to be 10 times better. Tonight, I want us to connect to this prophetic things that we are praying about. These prophetic things that God has restored to us through the death of Jesus on the cross. I want you to take out a good offering tonight. You want to take out a very powerful offering. The number to send your offering to is 0597397772. 0597397772. 0597397772. If you are joining us from outside of the country, just prefix it with +233 5973977772 +233 5973977772. And we want to connect to these powerful things. I'm telling you, you're going to be a founder. You're going to be one who is creating things. You're going to be 10 times better. You're going to be financially buoyant because the wisdom of God is going to bless you. Sow a good seed tonight. 100 cedis is a good seed. If you're sowing maybe pound, dollars, you can also give 100 cedis. Whichever way, by tap-tap, by remit, by wave, by momo, whichever way we're going to receive it, it's going to come to us. And listen, believe God. Sow 100, sow 50, sow 20, sow 10, sow 500. And support in the building of the house of God. As you support in the work of God, God is going to build your life. I sense many people are going to be builders of houses. You don't even know how you're going to build a house. But through this wisdom, you're going to build a house in the name of Jesus Christ. I sense that God is blessing people tonight to build a house. you're going to build by the wisdom of God. Tonight, I want you to lift up your gadgets, your phone, whatever you are using to send the offering. And let me pray with you and believe God with you. In the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your people that are giving tonight. Lord, I pray as they sow, Lord, remember them. Bless them with divine wisdom. Divine wisdom to build their own houses. Divine wisdom of God, Father, to be financially buoyant and sufficient. Divine wisdom to be creative. Divine wisdom to be 10 times better. Divine wisdom to catch up with those who have gone ahead of them. In the name of Jesus, divine wisdom to be on top and be above. In Jesus' name, let it be their portion, of God, as they sow their seed tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Send the offerings in right now. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus died for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus died for me.
Jesus died for me.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I am free.
7772.
Hallelujah.
Jesus
died
for me.
Ready, we'll be taking communion very soon, but I tell you, I just want to enjoy this one again. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus brought all these things for us. On the cross of Calvary, oh Father Lord, we bless you.
On the cross, oh, yes, of Calvary,
oh,
Jesus died.
Jesus died
for.
Again, come into my heart and make me a new person. Please write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. From today, I am yours. tonight. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
On that cross.
This prayer, Jesus is in your heart right now. And I want you to find a Bible believing church and join and serve the Lord and worship Jesus where He is honored to be there. But tonight, you want to partake of the Lord's table, get your bread, get your wine. If you don't have bread, you can get biscuits. If you don't have wine, you can get water. But just get something and join us as we partake of the Lord's table. Hallelujah. So the Bible says that the Lord Jesus on the night He was betrayed, He took bread. After He had given thanks, He broke it and He gave it to His disciples. He said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Eat this in remembrance of me." Father, tonight as we eat this bread, we declare, oh God, that it's no longer bread, but it's your body that was broken for us. Father, thank you that as we receive your body, we are receiving your wisdom. For the word of God says that you were full of wisdom. You were full of wisdom. Father, may we also be full of wisdom as we partake of your body. In the name of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus Christ. Now there's no longer wine, it's the blood of Jesus that was shed for us. That blood that washes away all your sins. That blood that makes you whole before Him. That blood that makes us start all over again. Tonight, as we partake of this blood, may the wisdom of God fill you. In the name of Jesus, may the blood wash away every foolishness, every foolish act in the past. May it be wiped by the blood of Jesus. May we step into a new beginning of wisdom in the name of Jesus, walking in the fear of God, in Jesus' name, moving into mighty works and doing greater things for God in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you for your blood that makes a difference in our lives. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Amen. Us into things we need to pray about. And so we are trusting God that next week when we come out again, we're going to take it up and deal with those things. But I tell you, we are counting down to Easter and to all the things that God has ordained for us. And,
as we remember his death. We know that all the things that were purchased for us on the cross is also going to be our portion. Hallelujah. So God bless you so much. God willing, on Good Friday, once again, Evangelist Dagwood Mills will be at the Accra Sports Stadium. This year is going to be at the Accra Sports Stadium, and I tell you, it's going to be awesome. 29th of March, 3 p.m. at the Accra Sports Stadium. Listen, find your way if you're around that place. Find your way to the Accra Sports Stadium. Come with the sick, come with the lame, come with anybody who needs a touch from the Lord. And as you come, believe God that He's going to touch you. So tonight, God bless you so much for joining us. I pray for divine healing, divine deliverance for you from every work of darkness. May God bring you to a point of restoration. May God restore to you everything that belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, may you be delivered from foolishness. May you walk in wisdom. Divine wisdom overcoming on every side. May you do mighty works. May you do great works. May this week be the week that you have been waiting for. In the name of Jesus, that you're going to see the hand of God like never before. May God make you 10 times better. 10 times better than your colleagues. 10 times better in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. Be blessed. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to say a big thank you to all my brethren here with me who have joined me for the service tonight. My brother Ed, God bless you for joining me and helping with the work here. So when you are there, God bless you for joining me. I know that the Lord has something great in store for you. So keep expecting. It may have delayed, but it doesn't mean it has been denied. It will surely come to pass. God bless you. I'm Bishop Eddie Fabian. Thank you for joining me. I love you. Bye-bye. Yes.
Everything I want healthy, I count it all as long. To the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Oh, lead me. Lead me to the cross.
believe you have been exhorted, edified, and comforted by the prophetic word. Call or WhatsApp +233-591-524-522. That's +233-591-524-522 to speak to Prophet Eddie Fabian. Prophet Fabian would love to hear from you today and to stand with you in prayer. Eddie Fabian is also on Facebook and YouTube. Follow and subscribe today. Until Prophet Eddie Fabian comes your way again, run with the prophetic word.